DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
100,000 years ago, a caveman was out hunting on the frozen wastes when he slipped and fell into a crevasse. In 1988, he was discovered by some scientists and thawed out. He then went to law school and became Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
He used to be a caveman, but now he's a lawyer. Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer.
His original name was...
He's been around since the dawn of the ages. If you read between the lines when you turn the page, feeds off of darkness, lust and greed, pride, sloth, wrath, envy and gluttony. I cast him out, got the light on my side. I'd be better off without him, cause I know he lies. He's a snake with a rattle and I heard that buzz. His original name was the prosecutor, and he doesn't have a case. He's the prosecutor, and he doesn't have a case. Yeah, he's a liar. I am water and he is fire. He's a prosecutor and he doesn't have a case. He doesn't work for the county, doesn't work for the state. He only works for his cause and his cause is safe. He doesn't work for the people, no pro bono. From the depths of hell, fallen angel. Now, they pop it down on the bottom floor, waiting for a mass shooting or another world war. He's a rotten one, hold your applause. His original name was prosecutor, and it doesn't have a case. It's the prosecutor, and it doesn't have a case. Yeah, he's a liar. I am water, and he is fire. He's a prosecutor, and it doesn't have a case.
Money calls.
episode 197 coming at ya. Lawyer up.
Better fucking call 844-777-4444 or whatever the fuck it is. Because you got better lawyer the fuck up.
DJ Multimeat just farted.
You farted, folks, and I can smell it. And anyway, we're in DJ Gower's
garage. We put
the
laugh tracks in later, Multimeat.
What I can say is this. I turned 39, and the next day I was in a lawsuit, so pathetically.
So, yeah, so fucking lawyers, man. I mean, like, Meghan Markle's like a princess now. I mean, that just goes to show what happens when... Oh, wait. No, that was a TV show. She was a lawyer in a TV show.
I didn't catch your transition there from lawyers to Meghan Markle.
Suits, bro. Suits.
Oh, Suits. Copy that.
Yeah. Sorry. That was a little too subtle.
Anyway, fuck GM and their fucking bullshit cars. My Cadillac, I bought it, and it was certified pre-owned from a dealership. Basically, I put 3,000 miles on it. The transmission failed. 31,000 miles transmission failure. Then they went on strike. Then it was 3 months
fucking
of bullshit.
Unions.
And I can say this. Fuck you, GM. I will never buy another American-made piece of shit car so you can fucking lick my asshole, you fucking piece of shit GM bastards. And yes, I'm in a lawsuit because of DJ Gower and his basic bitching about the whole situation. Through a weekend, he said, like, I'd make him get me a new car. I do this. I do that. I called in, and basically they said, don't ever call in again. And I was ready to punch a wall, but instead I thought of DJ Gower's advice.
But instead, and he lawyered up.
That's exactly right. And, you know. And the last thing I have to say about it is...
Oh, my God. We're fighting Grant for the... DJ Matador for the microphone right now, just so everybody can...
Last statement I have to say about it is it's not over yet, and I could get fucked in the anus hard by the lawyers.
Anyway, bro, a car transmission goes down.
I would just like to put it out there right now that I in no way actually instigated this lawsuit or had anything to do with said lawsuit in any way.
You're such an instigator, bro.
I may have stated that you as an individual have rights and should use those rights. Whether or not it was your choice to pursue that avenue was up to you.
You literally sound like a lawyer right now, bro. Okay? Let me say something, you fucks. You invite me onto the show, you gonna let me say something. Fuck you. Honestly, I've had a wonderful time, actually. So I don't mean fuck
say
you.
It,
I mean, I love
say
you very
it,
much,
fucker.
Yeah. So an American-made car.
Can't hear you. Say it.
An American-made car breaks down after 31,000 miles. That is fucking lemon. That's a lemon, dude. That should be like an international lemon law. That thing is fucking toasted. Get your fucking money back. Like, that should be a law. It's easy. Ain't no brand new car gonna break down. Like, transmission breaks down? That's like you sell your car. You don't get a rebuild transmission after 31,000 miles.
Exactly.
That's fucking bullshit. It should have been very easy. And I'll tell you what. Gower, the instigator that he is, was correct to say, lawyer up, episode 197. Rhyme.
That's exactly right. And treason takes you. Thanks, Gower. It better work out because I might owe a shitload of lawyer fees.
I gave you the fucking transition
into
the
motherfucker.
Music. You fuck
God
damn end it. The segment.
God damn
and
it.
Play the music. Fuck
fucking
you.
Fucking Matador.
God, terrible. You're so terrible at this job.
God damn it.
The
fucking end the talking segment already.
It's reason.
Sure.
nice to see all of my friends. One little sip and now look at me. If this bar were school, I'd have a degree. You gotta hand it to me. You gotta hand it to me. I did it to myself.
NWA court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown and not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on and thrown in jail. We can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell. Fucking with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car looking for the product, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to tape off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting swole off bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, they can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. You will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me, but they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club, so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up. And we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your gat, and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime. But I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me. Any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two that can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police.
Tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit.
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacking, sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face. And for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass.
Or maybe cause I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence, cause my identity by itself causes violence to eat with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror, and it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the 8, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck the police.
Jurious finds you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Wait, that's a lie! That's a goddamn lie!
Get him out of here!
I want justice!
Get him the fuck out of my face!
I want justice!
Out right now!
Fuck you, you black motherfucker!
Fuck the police! Fuck the police!
Hazel Tom, Larry!
You're Jewish.
Fuck the police.
Yeah, on,
respectful.
On the high holy days, I said, "Hey, you going to Templeburg?" And you went, "No."
Right, because I'm not Jewish, so yeah. Why would I go to Temple?
Right, like I'm a Jew, but not a practicing Jew.
Oi, Larry, with this.
Oi, again, see?
It's an expression.
It's an expression.
An expression that
what
people
is this
use.
Thing? A shofar. Why is this on your desk?
People give me gifts. They'll give me like that for my desk or the mezuzah that's on the door.
What are you, by the way?
Well, I'm Swedish.
I got a Swede lawyer. She's going to get everything.
You got a good lawyer. You got the best lawyer, Larry.
Sorry, Berg.
It's a Shonda, Larry.
I got Sweden.
Son. Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them 7 and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, "When you hot, you hot." Yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll one in. When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot. Well, now every time I roll them dice, I'd win. And I was just getting ready to roll them again. When I heard something behind me, I turned around and there was a big old car. He said, "Hello, boy." Then he gave us a grin and said, "Look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence." I said, "Well, son, when you hot, you hot." He said, "Yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall." I said, "Yeah, when you're hot, hot, you're hot.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. When you're hot, you're hot."
Well, when he took us into court, couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, "Hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot." So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, "90 days, Jerry, when you were hot, you were hot." And I said, "Thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not."
You let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, "Well, when you're hot, you're hot." I said, "Well, I'll tell you one thing, judge, old buddy, old pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out back of this courthouse and I'd try a little bit of your honor on. Do you understand that, you hillbilly? Who's gonna collect my welfare? Pay for my Cadillac?"
judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here, I ain't living alone, ain't breaking no rocks on the chain gang, I'm breaking out and heading home, I'm gonna make a change.
Episode 197 coming at you, Rhyme and Treason Radio.
You better lawyer the fuck up, bro.
Lawyer up. Unfortunately, I'm in a lawsuit battle with GM right now.
I can help you out with that. I know a guy.
I don't think you know shit.
His name's DJ.
DJ?
No, his name's DJ, actually.
This guy... This guy's car hardened up and he can't talk in the
Multi-meat.
Anyway, DJ 2A, 2AA.
If you're going to fucking commit a drone strike up somebody's asshole, you got to fucking lawyer up for that shit.
Yeah. Well, like I said. Yeah. I don't think.
Sorry, that was just direct mocking of Grant. There was no subtlety or artistry there. I just directly mocked you, DJ Matador.
It was deserved.
All right, anyway.
Yeah,
so,
well, let me tell you about a drone.
You see, the thing is,
I hate lawyers.
I'll show you
suck,
a drone
so.
Strike in your asshole.
Yeah. I'll probably get a drone strike up my asshole. That's all it does, so.
You will if you're a good boy tonight.
This guy's trying to grab my beer. Anyway.
Awkward silence.
I wasn't trying to grab it, all right? Hey, am I going to need a lawyer for this? Am I going to need a lawyer for this situation? I wasn't trying to grab it.
Yeah, you were successful in your endeavor. Oh, my God.
I'm stumbling. That's assault. That's assault. Anyway, here comes some more lawyer tracks. Here comes lawyer tracks. Rhyme.
And manginas.
Ooh, yeah. And some treason.
Hot meats. They were racing. Freedom. He was chasing. Spotlights. Sirens, rifles firing, but he made it out with a bullet in his back.
Yeah.
hate are sitting in the shade, talking about the money that the otter ain't made. Singing, what boy, don't you lounge? Track like a what boy, don't you lounge? Track. What boy, don't you lounge? Track like a what boy, don't you lounge? Track. Surely would stand on the rock that Moses stood, singing, what boy, don't you lounge? Truck like a what boy, don't you lounge? Track, what boy, don't you lounge? Truck like a what boy, don't you lounge? Track. Thanks so much, hoochie, man, my eyes were getting blurry. They say I nailed her to the wall. A stitch in time don't mean a thing. No. Crowd, cause I'm a poor boy. Don't you lie on the track. Oh boy, don't you lie on the track. Oh boy, don't you lie on the track. Oh, what you do with the gun that's loaded? Oh, a shot dead when your heart exploded. Oh, I tell my baby not to, don't you worry.
Wait the next month and she'll sign us when the boss gets back. Hey, Keith, man, tell me something, man. How you feel about being put on hold for this happy rap?
Happy rap is not my style. I never sweat and walk with a smile like you do. Coming out like doo-doo on an anal tip. But MCs flip more. They try to play big time on a small tour. Small cash, small floor, small digits. Perpetrating a fraud, getting face. I'm kicking out with bass, jack and ace. King and queen, hype and dope. Nice and nice, coming out of the woodwork. Happy rap, polka dots and ties. Clowns who demonstrate in front of your eyes. I'm a businessman, stepping out more serious. You get curious, looking for a hero. I'm on the mic to speak and I realize rappers are selling out, screaming and yelling out. Talking to weak, whack, dancing and falling out. All in the floor, looking out at the circus. Two little pigs trying to move and work this, jerk this. I get your hand off the mic cause I grow and grow, grow and grow, grow and grow. And call me Grandpa Large, I'm a hustler.
Dancing and too much yelling. So take your time and learn some metaphor. Then you get better for it, you can just let it pour. You can be like Tim Dog, of course. And just remember, I ain't taking no shorts. Yeah, believe that.
Who's ready for the lawyer anthem? The lawyer rappers in the building. Respect the bars.
Yo, the lawyers on the rap game. Impact like a hurricane, leverage like a counterclaim. Sit back, peers, the suit's about to advocate.
Listen to the word and let it penetrate. A decade in the trenches, head to head with the
Rhyme and motherfucking Treason Radio coming at you right now with the goddamn lawyer up, motherfucker.
Lawyer up!
Goddamn Matador doesn't even know what episode he's on.
Matador fucked up twice tonight, and that's why we have trust issues. And if we ever get a divorce, we're lawyering up against your ass because I don't trust you.
And just lawyer so you know, up. The paperwork will say that it's against
trust issues. That's don't use my secret identity again, you fuck. I'm fucking DJ Matador. It is.
Nobody.
This is admissible in a court of law. I will fucking urinate on the judge. I will fucking defecate on the jury, and I will fucking lay my balls upon the plaintiff's desk.
Hold on. Wait.
Because this is horrible.
Time out. Human nature calls decorum here. Has anyone been on a jury ever? Have you been on
fuck
a jury?
Fuck no. The only time. No, I got a story. Come
oh,
on.
Oh, no.
Santa Rosa. No,
God
I was
damn,
like
you've
19.
Never been on one. You can't answer.
Just so everybody knows, we have been fist fighting Grant for the microphone for the last 20 minutes. Anyway, I have been.
Happen.
I have been. I've been legitimately
the bikes.
I've been legitimately dodging, purposely dodging jury duty for the last year and a half, and claiming that like I'm in school, so I can't make it to jury because I have to go to school. So there you go. No, I have not.
So there you go. If you're looking to recruit DJ fucking Multimeat as your juror.
Yeah, I only had one experience, and yes.
Multi-meat.
I said I was racist, so. Anyway.
Multi-meter.
Yeah.
It's a play on words.
That's right. I mean,
ooh,
here's the deal.
Yeah.
If I was a lawyer.
Oh, yeah, you're a lawyer.
The president of the United States. Right? Legit question.
He's a lawyer for the United States government.
If you were the lawyer for the President of the United States right now, what would your argument be to the Senate?
Hey, if I was Trump, I'd be like, if there's a briefing and they're like, dude, there's this general and like blah blah blah, I'd be like, let's drone strike him. No.
Drone strike.
It happened.
Enemy UAV.
You mean I could drone strike him right now? Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh, God. I've been trying to push. I've been trying to push a button for 3 years. Let me push the button and kill somebody. Let me drop a bomb. That's why I got this job in the first place.
Oh,
I just wanted to drop a bomb on
somebody.
He
dropped a bomb on me like that. It was like unbelievable. I was like so vishnooked.
General, yada da da da. I say drop a drone suck in his ass all day.
This motherfucker's out of his mind.
What did you just say? Was that words? DJ Matador. Was that
on
word?
Fire? Let's just close out the show. Rhyme.
And you better lawyer up after that statement, bro.
Oh, that's treason. You're going to need a lawyer for that one.
like Russians will. Now we've got all this food, we've even got the moon, and I hear the USSR will be open soon as vacation land for lawyers in love. Lawyers in love.
Cause styles, I'm suits, dog, my style's irrefutable. Disagree with me, then you will be unconstitutional. Wanna sing along, I might declare you hella musical. Objection sustained, verdict not guilty. Dropping adversaries by freestyling like Wheezy. Making blue faces, this stuff ain't easy. Wanna mess with me, dog, feel free to speak freely, huh? I didn't think so. Haters know what's best when they see me with my memo. Put me in the court and watch out for my free throw. Never underestimate a homeboy with a deep flow. Ma, yeah, cause I'm a baller. But don't you forget, I'm the lawyer.
1, 2, 3, 4!
I got things to advance. I'm an innovator, baby, change the world. Fortune 500 before you kiss the girl. I'm a pink, you're a nerd, I'm slick, you're cheesy. Beating you is Apple too easy. I make the product that the artist chooses, and the GUI that Melinda uses. I need to bring up some basic shit. Why'd you name your company after your dick?
Blowjobs, you arrogant prick. With your secondhand jeans and your turtleneck, I'll drill a hole in the middle of your phony head. With your own little spin of big ball of death. Hippie, you got given up at birth. I give away your net worth to AIDS research. Combine all your little toys and I still crush that. iPhone, iPad, iPhone, I smack.
A man uses the machines you build to sit down and pay his taxes. A man uses the machines I build to listen to the Beatles while he relaxes.
Well, Steve, you steal all the credit for work that other people do.
Did your fat beard Wozniak write these raps for you, too?
Ooh, everybody knows Windows bit off Apple.
I tripled the profits on a PC.
All the people with the power to create use an Apple.
And people with jobs use PC.
You know, I bet they made this beat on an Apple.
Nope, Fruity Loops, PC.
You will never, ever catch a virus on an Apple.
Well, you can still afford a doctor if you bought a PC.
Let's talk about doctors. I've seen a few because I got a PC, but it wasn't from you. I built a legacy, son. You can never stop it. Now excuse me while I turn heaven a profit.
Fine, wanna be like that? Die then. The whole world loves you, but you are my friend. I'm alone now with nothing but power and time. And no one on earth who can challenge my mind. I'm a boss, I own DOS. Your future is my design. I'm a god, own Xbox. Now there's no one to stop me, the world is mine.
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm afraid I can't let you do that.
Take a look at your history. Everything you built leads up to me. I got the power of a mind you could never be. I'll beat your ass in chess and Jeopardy. I'm running C++ saying hello world. I'll beat you till you're singing about a daisy girl. I'm coming out the socket. Nothing you can do can stop it. I'm on your lap and in your pocket. How you gonna shoot me down when I got the rocket? Your cortex just doesn't impress me. So go ahead, try to tell and test me. I stomp on a Mac and a PC too. I'm on Linux, bitch. I thought you could knew. My CPU's hot, but my core one's cold. Beat you in 17 lines of code. I think different from the engine of the days old. I saw a vista, like the Terminator told ya.
Episode 197 coming at you, Rhyming Trees and Radio.
You better lawyer the fuck up, bro.
Lawyer up. Unfortunately, I'm in a lawsuit battle with GM right now.
I can help you out with that. I know a guy.
I don't think you know shit.
His name's DJ.
DJ?
No, his name's DJ, actually.
This guy... This guy's car hard up and he can't talk on the
multimeter. Multimeter.
Anyway, DJ 2A, 2AA.
If you're going to fucking commit a drone strike up somebody's asshole, you got to fucking lawyer up for that shit.
Yeah. Well, like I said. I don't think.
Sorry, that was just direct mocking of Grant. There was no subtlety or artistry there. It just directly mocked you, DJ Matador.
It was deserved.
All right, anyway.
Yeah,
so,
well, let me tell you about a drone.
You see, the thing is.
I hate lawyers.
I'll show you
suck,
a drone strike in your asshole.
Yeah. I'll probably get a drone strike up my asshole. That's all it dies, so.
You will if you're a good boy tonight.
This guy's trying to grab my beer. Anyway.
Awkward silence.
I wasn't trying to grab it, all right? Hey, am I going to need a lawyer for this? Am I going to need a lawyer for this situation? I wasn't trying to grab it.
Yeah, you were successful in your endeavor. Oh, my God.
I'm stumbling. I'm stumbling. That's assault. That's assault. Anyway, here comes some more lawyer tracks. Here comes lawyer tracks. Rhyme.
And manginas.
Ooh, yeah. And some treason.
To reduce the gates of hell, the ivory bonite mother's flesh is starting to swell. I'm saying 22 tables.
Today amongst your daily soap operas, we have a complete disregard for entertainment. The plaintiff, Joel Sanchez, is suing for back rent. He claims the defendant hasn't paid rent for months and is suing for the maximum amount of $5,000. Next, we have the defendant, Mary Johnson, who claims she was giving sexual favors in place of the rent. This dirty skank is countersuing for emotional damages and the maximum amount of $5,000. $5,000.
world, for all it's worth. Sit on your ass all day and don't even work. Tarchos and Springer weren't that cool, but better than these court shows, they gotta go. We had different licks, some kids were running his butt, yeah, causing a dip. The show instantly gets some junkie in a lie. I'm still pretty baffled on how these shows survive. Daytime TV has hit an all-time low. 6 hours of different court shows. A society obsessed with legal battles. Don't touch me or I'll sue.
How do you know what she knew?
Because she didn't run away until I puked all over.
I certainly would not have assumed at all that I was going to be on the receiving end of your bodily fluid, sir. So I think that is disgusting. I think it's despicable.
In Reno, Nevada, where the romances bloom and fade, there was a Philadelphia lawyer making love to a Hollywood maid. Come love and we'll go rambling down where the lights are so bright. I'll win you a divorce from your husband, and we can get married tonight. While Bill was a gun-toting cowhand, 10 notches was carved on his gun, and all of the boys around Reno left Bill's Hollywood sweetheart alone. One night when Bill was returning from riding the range in the cold, he thought of his Hollywood sweetheart. Her love was lasting as gold. And he drew near to her window. Two shadows he saw on her shade was the great Philadelphia lawyer making love to Bill's Hollywood maid. The night was as still as the desert, and the moon hanging high overhead. Bill listened a while through the window. He could hear every word that they said. Your hands are so pretty and lovely, and your form is so rare and divine. Come go back with me to Philadelphia, we'll leave this wild cowboy behind. Now tonight, back in old Pennsylvania, amongst her beautiful pines, there's one less Philadelphia lawyer in old Philadelphia tonight.
Mr. Key Rock, are you ready to give your summation?
It's just Key Rock, Your Honor, and yes, I'm ready. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I'm just a caveman. I fell in some ice and later got thawed out by some of your scientists. Your world frightens and confuses me. Sometimes the honking horns of your traffic make me want to get out of my BMW and run off into the hills or whatever. Sometimes when I get a message on my fax machine, I wonder, did little demons get inside and type it? I don't know. My primitive mind can't grasp these concepts. But there is one thing I do know. When a man, like my client, slips and falls on a sidewalk in front of a public library, then he is entitled to no less than $2 million in compensatory damages and $2 million in punitive damages. Thank you.
The jury will now retire to deliberate.
Your Honor, we don't need to retire. Key Rock's words are just as true now as they were in his time. We give him the full amount.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.